Mahler's First Symphony is remarkably void of a lot of playing except for the notable solo in the third movement. The solo is well suited to a bass tuba instead of a contrabass tuba, not only because of the upper mid-range tessitura, but because of the chamber music setting in which the solo is written. Immediately before the tuba solo, the bassoon finishes the solo line quite softly. In order to ensure that the tuba's opening note speak, the accent was added to ensure a good takeoff.